keep in mind, my roofers had not started yet, but I've got done all this stuff on the inside. So believe it or not, the roofers show up one day, and I'm going to guess there's six or eight of them, and they tear that roof off in about 90 minutes.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello and welcome. Mike Butler here, and here's another episode for Throwback Thursdays. And this one, I'm going to title it, Too Big for My Pants. And this goes back to when I got started. And keep in mind, working my full-time job as an undercover police detective. And then I had very, very efficient systems on buying real estate without any money. And I learned how to do that. And still to this day, I've never gone to a bank to ask permission to buy an investment property. So I had my buying machine cranked up, and this little story here is too big for my own pants, too big for my pants. You've heard that before. So I got a real estate agent, calls me up, and she's a wonderful real estate, and she's generally associated with super nice homes, high dollar homes. And she says, Mike, I got a little house here for you. It's out in J-Town, and or would you be interested in? It's a two-bedroom house. There are people who are living in it, and they don't have any utilities on, and you cannot see the house from the street. And I said, well, okay, Marilyn, let me give me the address, and I'll go look for it. And so once again, I'm in my undercover police car or truck, and I had my bag phone. This has been a while back. And so I looked for the street on the map. We didn't have all this, Waze and Google Maps and all. We had Maps Call, you know, little books. You had to look it up. So I find the address. It was on Browns Court, and I drive up there. It's a dead end. Browns Court means dead end street. So I drive up there, and I see a mailbox, but I look around, and I don't see a house anywhere. And so I pull up in what looks to be like a driveway. There's trees everywhere. It looks like Vietnam almost. And so sure enough, I go back there, and there's a little two-bedroom house with aluminum siding just dwarfed by all this jungle and Vietnam stuff. And so I look at it. And yeah, there's people living in it. There's no utilities. And when I say no utilities, I mean no utilities were turned on. And so what I learned was there were people staying there, and they had a little dirt path that went down to like a little Stop and Rob food mart there, you know, a food mart that sells beer, lottery tickets, cigarettes, a little bit of food, and sells a lot of gas. And so they walk down there and get their victuals, and they bring them back up to that house, and they eat it in there. There was a kerosene heater in there. They weren't there when I got there. And so I walked through the house. I said, good little cookie cutter, two bedroom house, one story, hip roof. And I was thinking, wow, this is okay. It's just got to get rid of the trees and got to clean this puppy up and get some cabinets in it and paint it and fix it up, make it nice, and it'll look great. So I went ahead and bought it. This one here I bought for $15,000, I thought fixed up, it'd probably be worth about $110,000, $115,000. So I get it for $15,000. And because I'm too big for my britches at that point, I get all my little helpers lined up. And so what I was doing then is, you may have heard me talk about the house over on Clara. And that one did need a roof. So I took the same crew, and we had storm chasers back then. So I got this crew of, let's call them foreigners, and they gave me a price to put on a new roof, to rip off the old one, put a new roof on. I said, okay, that sounds good. And so I made arrangements for them to rip off the old roof and put on a new roof. Well, in the meantime, what I did, because this thing had been sitting vacant for a long time and no utilities on, so the inside, like all the drywall, was like mush. And so I ripped out all the drywall down to the studs, rewire, put all new electric wiring in it, all new plumbing in it. And speak of the plumbing, come to find out, my plumber, when he went to hook it up to the sewer line, he says, hey, this ain't hooked up to the sewers anywhere. He says, this drains right into the front yard. I said, what? So when the bathroom was usable, the kitchen was usable, the laundry hookups were usable, all that stuff, turds, everything just floated out in the front yard because that's where the pipe went. Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe that. Well, remember all those trees? Well, I had fun with that, and I had some folks cut down all the trees, and then I rented a bobcat and played around with that and almost killed myself. And so anyway, we're putting up new, we're getting all this stuff done, hooking it up to the sewer line, and all new drywall, new electric, new cabinets, got all this stuff going on. I had not put the floor in yet. And keep in mind, my roofers had not started yet, but I've got done all this stuff on the inside. So believe it or not, the roofers show up one day, and I'm going to guess there's six or eight of them, and they tear that roof off in about 90 minutes. And then they're sitting on the roof waiting for roofing supplies and maybe some deck boards or sheeting or whatever. So they're sitting up there waiting, and guess what happens? Here comes a afternoon monsoon rain, and it rained for like 2 hours, no roofing material. And the roof was tore off of my house that I've spent thousands of dollars putting in new cabinets and new fixtures, and new drywall and all that. Drywall just started crumbling, falling off the wall and melting. Oh my gosh, I was so sick. So the too big for your pants story here, okay, on the Throwback Thursday is make sure you do things in the right order. Okay. So if it needs a new roof, well, get the roof done first. Okay. If it has problems with the outside walls and the foundation or the structure, take care of those things first. I just sort of kind of did it backwards, and that wasn't good on my part. The good news is, even after all of that, okay, because I got such a great price for it, I rented it out to my nephew who was working for me as a handyman and helping with rehabs and things like that. And this thing turned out to be a pretty daggone deal because it was in a wonderful neighborhood. So I got it hooked up to the sewers, put in a new gravel driveway, not concrete or blacktop, but a gravel driveway all the way back to the house. We got new electric. We got new plumbing. Everything in the house was new, including the roof, finally. And then we got the yard all cleaned up and had grass seed, and it turned out to be a very nice house on a dead-end street, and it was awesome. So we ended up, I kept that thing for, I don't know, 25 years, I guess, and then sold it for about $125,000, maybe could have been $140,000, but that was a good deal. And I liked that. It ended up being a good deal with time. Okay. So now we got my wife's dog yapping a little bit. Sorry about that. Anyway, so I was too big for my pants, do things in the right order, and be careful on how you order what needs to be done and doing your homework and checking out the house properly. Where I failed, number one, I should have figured out it wasn't hooked up to the sewers. I don't know how I would have done that otherwise. That did blindside me. And then we had all the trees there it hadn't been living in. But never ever do finish work on the inside if you've got to replace the roof. Do the roof first and only do the inside work after you've done that. So that wraps up this one. We'll see you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.